The two warriors dueled the very next night, the sons of the Crusader and the Gladiator, facing each other in the pit, chain axe against power sword. Argal Tal's crimson warplate was undecorated, missing the scrolls of faith and devotion he wore in battle. Khan's white ceramite was similarly unadorned, but for the chains binding his weapons to his arms. Both warriors ignored the cheers and cries of their comrades at the pit's edge. Helmetless, they dueled in the sand, blade cracking against blade. When their weapons locked again, the two warriors squared against each other, boots grinding back through the sand as they sought leverage. Their faces were inches apart, breathing acid, stinking breath as they struggled to break the deadlock. Argal Tal's voice betrayed a curious duality, his twin soul speaking through one mouth.
You're slow tonight, Khan. What steals your attention?
The world-eater redoubled his efforts, muscles straining to throw his enemy back. Argal Tal responded in kind, ichor forming stalactites along his upper teeth.
Not slow. Difficult to fight. Two of you.
Argal Tal gave a toothy grin. As he drew breath to speak, it was all the edge Khan needed. The world-eater leaned into a turn, letting his adversary overbalance. The revving chain axe howled through the air, only to crash against the word-bearer's golden sword edge yet again.
Not slow!
He chuckled breathlessly, showing his exhaustion as plainly as Khan showed his own.
But not fast enough!
The accursed implant sent a bolt of jagged pain sawing down the world-eater's spine. Khan felt one eye flicker and his left arm spasm in ungainly response. The butcher's nails were threatening to take hold now. He disengaged, backing away with his axe raised, taking a moment to spit out the acidic saliva brewing beneath his tongue. Chains rattled against his armor as he came on guard. The chains were a personal tradition, spread even among the other legions after their popularity had escaped beyond the fighting pits of the World Eaters. Sigismund, first captain of the Imperial Fists, had taken to the custom with his usual zeal, binding his knightly weapons to his wrists on dense black chains. He'd made an impressive name for himself here in the bowels of the Conqueror, dueling with the 12th Legion's finest warriors late in the Great Crusade. The Black Knight, they called him, in honor of his prowess, his nobility, and his personal heraldry. The Flesh Tearer was another to earn great glory in the World Eater's pits. Amit, a captain of the Blood Angels who'd fought with the same savagery and brutality as his hosts. Before Istvan, Khan had counted them both among his oath brothers. When the time came to lay siege to Terra and bring the palace walls tumbling down, he would regret slaying those two warriors above all others. Argal Tal growled.
Focus! You're drifting and your skill fades with your attention!
Khan disengaged with a twist of his axe blade and attacked in a series of vicious howling cuts. Argal Tal wove back, dodging rather than risk missing a block. The word-bearer caught the last strike on his sword's edge and locked Khan in place again. Both warriors stood unmoving as they pushed against one another with equal force.
The war to come, does it not feel ignoble to you? Dishonorable?
Honor? I don't care about honor, cousin. I care about the truth, and I care about victory.
Khan drew breath to reply, just as the chamber's vox crackled live.
Captain Khan? Captain Argal Tal?
Both warriors froze. Argal Tal's stillness was born of inhuman control over his body. Khan was motionless, but not entirely still. He trembled with ticks from the butcher's nails cooling in the back of his skull.
What is it, Lotara?
We're receiving word from the fleet. Lord Aurelian is sending a mass pulse from all word-bearers' vessels focused by the Lex. Corferan's armada has just launched its assault on Kelf.
She paused, taking a breath.
The war in Ultramar has begun.
Khan deactivated his axe and stood in silence. Argal Tal chuckled, a threatening lion's purr in his demonic twin chorus.
It is time, cousin.
Khan smiled, though the expression held nothing of amusement. The butcher's nails still hummed in the meat of his mind, flicking out their pulses of pain and irrational anger.
Now the Shadow Crusade begins while Kalth burns.